Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 15th day of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Gimel. In those days, they used to use a towel for drying the hands after until Siddaim before the meal, but they would also use that towel to wipe the hands or dry the hands in the meal. We'll have a machlokes here in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Where should one put the towel? On the table that one eats or on the chair that he's leaning against? Beis Shammai yomrim mikanech yadav b'mapa manich al ha-shulchan. They say that one should dry one's hands with a towel after washing until Siddaim, and then put it on the table to wipe one's hands with, or use it to wipe one's hands with in the meal. But don't put it on the chair that you're leaning against. Why? Because maybe the chair will be Tomei, and might be a Sheni or Rishon LaTumah, which Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to use, because a chair does not spread Tuba to Adam or Kelim, to man or Kelim. And therefore, if there's any water left in the mappa, in the towel that you've used to dry your hands, that water, that liquid, will become Tomei from the chair. And then when you use it to wipe your hands with it, it'll make the hands wet. It'll make the hands tummy. Because mashkim, liquids, when they become tummy, when that water in the towel becomes tummy from the chair, they jump to a rishon l'tumah, as we learnt already. Any liquids that become tummy will jump to a rishon. So why is there not a problem? Put it on the table. Beis Shammai say you can put it on the table. There's no worry about being tummy there. Because Beis Shammai hold, it's osur to use a table that is a sheni l'tumah. In Beis Shammai hold, that there's a worry you might come to eat truma on it, and a second degree of tumah, will render truma unedible or posulate. So therefore, people were not allowed to use a table that was tamei. Since they couldn't use a table that tamei, put the towel on that table rather than put it on your chair, which could be tamei. They say no. Beis Hillel say put the towel on the chair rather than the table. Beis Hillel hold that it is permitted to use a table that's a sheni l'tumah. And there's no chash, there's no worry that maybe someone will eat truma on it, because the kohenim were very careful and they would not come to eat truma on a table that's not definitely tar. They'd make sure the table was perfectly tar before they'd eat the kohenim's rizimim, as we say. And therefore, don't put the towel on the table, because maybe the table is tamei. The water in the towel will become tamei because of it, and that'll be tamei the foods, because food is on the table. Says Beis Hillel, if you put it on the chair, however, the only worry there is that maybe his hands might become tamei, as we said before. Hands, that there might be moisture in the towel will be, that moisture will become tummy from the chair, and then when he touches it, wipes his hands will become tummy. Says Beis Hillel, the worst that can happen is your hands become tummy. But the tumah of the hands has no ikar min haTorah anyway. It's only mirabono, it's a takana of the chachamim, that we wash our hands. Whereas if you put it on the table, if you put the towel on the table, the tumah that could descend onto the food, that could be that has an ikur min haTorah, that has a source min haTorah, because a rishon l'tumah can make a sheni l'tumah when it comes to chulin, even min haTorah. Mishnah Dalet. Here we talk about the din of mayim achronim, which was established because of the sodomite salt that they had, and it was dangerous. People dipped their fingers in it; it could blind the eyes. So mayim achronim was a choiva to wash. Some say that after the Melech Sodemus is not here, we don't have the Chayv anymore. But here comes a question of a machlekes between Beis Shammai's Hillel as to what do you do have to do first? Sweep the crumbs away or wash mamachrin? Beis Shammai yoimrim, mechabdin es abayis, first one must sweep away the crumbs from the food that have fallen whilst they've had a meal there, and then bring in the mamachronim, or then wash mamachronim before benching. Because if you wash first mamachronim while there are still pieces on the ground, it's possible that there would be pieces that are the size of a kezias and you're not allowed to destroy any kazayis of bread. And you are effectively by having mamachronim that could spill on it. So sweep the area first, and then wash mamachronim. They say no. They say first wash your hands, and then you can sweep the floor. Why? Beis Hillel hold there's not a problem, because any crumbs that would have a kazayis, the shamash, the servant, the assistant, would have picked it up before you washed hands. Any crumbs that are less than a kazayis, we don't worry about. Even if they become spoiled from the water, mamachronim, it's not an issue. You're allowed to destroy them anyway if it's less than the size of a kazayis. Now, what's the source of the machlekes? What's the underlying reason? Why do Beis Shammai say that the shamash, we can't rely on the shamash to broom away the kazayis pieces? Beis Hillel say you can. And the Gemara explains the underlying machlekes is as to what type of a shamash I'm allowed to use, what type of a servant I'm allowed to use in my house. Beis Hillel hold, you're not allowed to use a shamash who's namaretz. You can't use a person to be your assistant who's namaretz in the house. You can only use a Talmud Chacham as a shamash. A Talmud Chacham who's a shamash is not going to leave any pieces that have a kazayis. He'll be careful to make sure that there's no kazayis, pieces the size of a kazayis on the floor before they wash. So therefore, you can wash first, and then afterwards, broom, sweep the house, sweep the room. Beis Shammai, however, hold that one is allowed to use a shamash who's namaretz. One is allowed to use an assistant in your house who's not a learned man. And therefore, because of that, therefore there is a possibility that a person who is not a Talmud Chacham, who is just namaretz, he could possibly leave crumbs that even have a kazayis of a kazayis on the floor. And if you then wash from Achronim without having broomed the floor, there could indeed be spoilage of pieces of bread that are the size of a kazayis. So therefore, Beis Shammai say, you must first broom the area, Machabnus Abayis, and afterwards you can then wash Achronim. The halacha in all this chapter, in all this parak, is like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, except for this Mishnah. In this particular Mishnah, that's the exception. The halacha is like Beis Shammai, that first one must broom the floor, sweep the floor, and afterwards, then one can wash mamachronim.